This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome back. Dave Sussman here for Real Side Radio, hour number three on this beautiful Wednesday night. Across the Fruited Plain, you can find us at the Salem Radio and GCN Radio Network, 70 radio stations. Plus, you can find us on all of your satellite radio stations and therealside.com. If you have any questions for us in this final third hour, we're going to be talking COVID-19 and what is going on in reality, not what we're hearing from our mainstream media, but you can always give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And of course, you could find me online at Whiskey Politics, Dave Sussman Show. And Whiskey Politics is on all of your platforms, including YouTube, Apple Podcasts, heck, all of your podcasts, including Google Play, as well as at the Ricochet Network. So I'm delighted this third hour to have our guest, somebody that really knows what is going on behind the scenes, you know, to filter through the muck of what we're hearing with its just continual changing news every single day regarding COVID-19, the impact that it's having. Simone Gold, she is an MD and a JD. Yes, she's a doctor and a lawyer. We're not going to hold that against her. She is an attending emergency physician managing a busy inner city emergency department with 150 patients daily. She doesn't want to say which hospital that is, and I completely understand why, but she's going to give us some insight as far as what is going on. Welcome, Simone. How are you?
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
So, Simone, you are obviously of a level of intelligence that we will not see in our mainstream media, being both an MD and a JD included. According to the numbers right now, we're looking at 73,591 dead in just the United States. Does that number surprise you based upon the trajectory that we've seen just the past month?
No, I always thought this was going to be somewhat like an influenza, and a year and a half ago, influenza took 60,000 people. Some years it takes 40,000, some years around 60,000. I don't like to use the overall number. I realize that's the number that the media likes to do. They like to say 73,000 or 75,000, but I think that loses sight of the fact that this is really a disease of patients with pre-existing conditions, and even more so, nursing home patients.
Yeah, that's the report.
I could go on, but I'll wait for your question.
No, but that's a really important point. It's a very large percentage of the deaths in New York and other states, Washington State, where this started, are nursing home patients. Is that just due to the confluence of people being jammed in together, or is there just something inherently wrong with the systems of healthcare in those facilities?
So it's a combination of being older, which decreases your immune system a bit, having pre-existing conditions, which is what got you into the nursing home, because you can't just be in a nursing home when you're older. You have to have a skilled nursing need. So you have to have some underlying pretty serious medical condition. And the third piece is that there are medical workers that go back and forth from room to room, and I'm absolutely not blaming them. But this is how diseases get transmitted. In fact, this is how microorganisms were discovered a few hundred years ago. So they discovered that certain patients that were being treated by certain physicians, let's say, had a higher percentage of dying, for example. And they didn't know why, right? We didn't know anything about microorganisms back then. And that's actually how they discovered that there must have been microscopic beings that were going along with the healthcare staff from room to room. So this is very old medicine, it was completely predictable that this disease would fly through nursing homes. And one of my problems with the narrative that we're hearing is that by the focus on the overall number and the focus on quarantining everybody, we have acted very unethically towards our elderly in the nursing home. The resources should have been devoted to the people who really needed it, not the general population at large.
So when we see that there is, and we're going to have a break here in just a minute or so, but I want to carry you through because there's a lot of topics in all of this I really want to cover with you. But when we see that you've got governors like Cuomo and Newsom that are talking about the fact that lockdown orders should still be taking a place universally across the board, as an emergency room attending physician, do you think that is necessary, or should it be more focused like to areas where nursing homes or people that are more vulnerable are living?
Hands down the latter. I am now coming out more strongly than ever because I think it's incredibly unethical that when you have limited resources, and no matter who you are, there's limited resources in this world, but that those limited resources should be spread out diffusely amongst the general population instead of where we really, really need them. And I see every single day nursing home patients that do badly, and every single day healthier, younger people or middle-aged people that don't do badly, either have no symptoms whatsoever or recover just fine.
And yet we're in our last minute here before our first break, and yet we're still seeing breakouts happening, or outbreaks, I should say, happening. We see them in Georgia right now and other places that are now starting to open up. Does that concern you?
So I expected the numbers to go up, both because there's more testing simultaneously, right? With Georgia opening up, the testing really just got more robust in the last, you know, couple of weeks. That's part of it. And the second part, we don't have all the data, but it's not at all clear that overall social distancing is going to make a huge impact. In other words, the Sweden model, for example, if your listeners don't know, Sweden's more open.
Yeah.
They believe, their epidemiologists believe, that we're delaying our problem, right? That we're, you know, they're taking it more a little bit up front, and it'll play out. So we just have to wait for the data, but I'm not surprised that the numbers went up in Georgia. I see high numbers still, even in my emergency department in California, but I don't see a lot of people getting sick and dying. That's overwhelmingly a disease of people who have pre-existing conditions, overwhelmingly.
Right. Well, let's talk about this after the break, because I'm fascinated by your perspective on things. We've got Dr. Simone Gold. She is an MD and a JD, too. And we're going to be talking about everything that is COVID-19, the outbreaks, the shutdowns, lockdowns, and are they all necessary? After the break, Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And Dave Sussman in the chair here at Real Side Radio. You can find us at therealside.com. And if you have, you got something that you want to say, you can always get on the call, the phone. You remember that old thing that we used to use back in the day? 855-732-5563. And you can find me at Whiskey Politics on all of your platforms, including Ricochet, YouTube, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the like. Just type in Whiskey Politics and hit subscribe. And that way you don't miss any of our episodes. You know, I'm delighted to be speaking right now with somebody that really knows firsthand of what is going on. Because if you watch the news, I got to say that my faith in journalism today, it was low before all of this. But the way that just the prognostications and the predictions are all over the place. And one day you can do this and the next day you have to do that. And they're all standing there with their stupid face masks on, even though there's nobody standing around them on their local media. It just drives me crazy. So I'm delighted to have with us Dr. Simone Gold. She is a attending emergency room physician. She manages a busy inner city emergency department with 150 patients per day. She's giving us the insight to really the real news with what is going on. Welcome back, Simone. How are you?
Hey, great.
Good.
So I wanted to tell you that something separate from the disease itself, I just got notified at our hospital today that they're letting 16 ER techs go because the volume is so low in the emergency department and throughout the hospital that they're actually furloughing or laying off unless the business picks up. I'm not sure everybody realizes that hospitals are quite empty. The census in my hospital is about 50%.
So you're in an inner city hospital, and you're saying that just today they furloughed 16 emergency room attending physicians?
No. Technicians.
Oh, technicians. Technicians.
Technicians.
Okay, but the point being, the point being is that there's just no crowds there. They're not getting people coming through. Is that what this is?
Yes. So the nurses have had to take about a third of their hours off. We've taken about 25% of our hours off, and now I found out that the ER techs meant almost about a third of them are being laid off, actually laid off, which is incredible.
So this is, I don't know which, I don't know which hospital you are at, or we can't say, but I do know of two other hospitals in Los Angeles area. I've got two friends. One is down in Torrance, and the other is in the San Fernando Valley. And one of them is also an emergency room attending physician, and he tells me that he is seriously worried about his own job. There's just nobody coming through. Okay, we were supposed to be deluged. They've got the USS Mercy, you know, off of San Pedro Harbor for overflow. What happened?
Okay, so we had meeting after meeting after meeting how we were going to handle this huge overflow. And I kept my thoughts to myself. I never thought it was going to be that bad. But we set up a huge tent and set up the whole section up for the patients. And let me tell you, there was no flood. There was no flood. And then about 2 weeks ago, we sent out an email saying, well, we're just going to close that big tent area. And there was no big discussion, and there was no big consideration of the process that we went through, which is a good way to spend our time and our money, right? There was just no thought into it. So we just, you know, we're twiddling our thumbs. That's the truth. We have about 50% census, and I will tell you that in 1 week, we, the doctors too, our hours were diminished by about a third. So, you know, come in one day and you just discover that. It's pretty challenging, and I just want to make sure people understand that.
Let's go back to what we were just talking about before the commercial break, because one of the most interesting case studies, I think, out of all of this is going to be the country of Sweden. Now, you mentioned that Sweden did not implement lockdown, complete lockdown. They had open restaurants and stores and places for people to congregate. They were saying to people, look, keep your social distance, you know, use your common sense, but we're not stopping businesses here. And the last numbers that I just saw is that I think Sweden itself, per capita, has like the fourth or the fifth lowest number of deaths due to COVID in all of Europe. Is that what you understand as well?
That is correct. That is correct. Let me be clear that forcing someone to lock down, as many governors are doing, versus asking people to comply with things that make sense that you explain to them are two very, very different matters. It is not as though Sweden acted irresponsibly. The leaders in Sweden asked their citizens to do a few things. You know, keep a bit of social distance. Don't go out as much. You know, they did do things. They did. But it was voluntary. It's an entirely different story than what was going on in some of our states right now.
So when you see that a business owner, she has a hair salon in Dallas, Texas, has now been essentially sentenced to 7 days in jail and $7,000 in fine because she's just trying to feed her kids, and the judge slams the door on her. They're letting people out of jail, including pedophiles, murderers, and rapists, because they're concerned about COVID, and they're sticking people like this Dallas hair salon owner in jail for 7 days. Have we just lost our minds here, Simone?
Well, I've never gone public before. I've been so motivated to go public just in the last month because I'm so concerned about the legal crisis that's facing our country. We're all acting as though there's a huge medical crisis. There's a medical issue. We should handle it responsibly. But what's going on in our country now is a terrible legal crisis. Our constitutional rights are being trampled on right and left. If you had said to me a few months ago there would ever be a situation where the government can tell you that you can't go to work, I would have laughed. It is absolutely unconstitutional. But the case you're referring to, the Texas judge, I find so much of this unconstitutional, and I think it's very important that these are cases that wind their way through the Supreme Court, up all the way up to the Supreme Court, and have this question settled, because we know that another medical issue will come along, and we really might lose our constitutional rights for good.
Are you surprised, as I am, that people are so... We've got a minute left here, so we'll have to carry this through the next break. But real quickly, I guess this is more of a statement than anything. I'm stunned at how easily people can be manipulated to give up their constitutional rights. And it's terrifying to me because, let's face it, this is awful, but this isn't a war, World War III. This is not a terrorist attack. It is a medical situation. And the fact that people are giving up their constitutional rights to work, to have free speech. In the last segment here, we were talking about how Facebook has 20 supreme members, essentially most of them are extreme leftists, that are going to determine what you can and can't say on Facebook now. I mean, this is just downright scary. We've got Simone Gold. She is a doctor, and she is also a lawyer, and she is a attending emergency physician at a major inner-city emergency department hospital with 150 patients a day. Stick through this, folks. We've got a lot more to cover about your rights and COVID-19. We'll be right back here. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the world loosens their lockdowns against the coronavirus, health experts are expressing dread over what they say is an all but certain wave of death and infections. Columbia University Dr. Ian Lipkin says we're risking a backslide that would be intolerable. President Trump was asked if deaths are on the horizon.
We have to be warriors. We can't keep our country closed down for years, and we have to do something.
Coronavirus cases have continued to rise steadily in many places like Iowa and Missouri since governors began reopening. The president also says he's not dismantling the coronavirus task force.
We'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A couple of nitwits.
And it's Dave Sussman here with a white man overbite. We got some the best bumper music in all of radio. Happy to be here with you at Realside Radio on a beautiful Wednesday night. You can find me at Whiskey Politics and all of your platforms. Please connect with us over at Facebook. You can like our page as well as on, the Instagrams and YouTube. Please subscribe and you can follow me at David Sussman on Twitter as well. We're talking COVID-19 and how it is just essentially created just the insanity of people giving up their rights so easily right now. It's one of the biggest frustrations that I think we are seeing with through this entire chapter. And there's no better person to talk about this than somebody that's on the front lines, an attending physician at a major inner city hospital with over 150 patients per day, Dr. Simone Gold. Simone, how are you? Great. We're gonna need to have you turn down the background the computer because I'm getting feedback. Can you hear me?
Yeah. On Twitter as well.
Okay. We're getting a little bit of. We're getting a little bit across back here, Simone. Real quickly, hopefully we can fix this on our end. If you've got any noise on your end, you can turn that down. But there was this, I want to talk with you about another doctor that was really, he went viral. Him and his partner had an emergency, an urgent care in Bakersfield, and the local NBC news station interviewed them, and I know that we're still getting a lot of feedback here. I'm going to take my earphones off, Cody. And what we heard was that this went on for about an hour, Simone, where the two doctors were talking about their opinion of the fact how the lockdown is not necessary, and that if you extrapolate the number of people that are out there truly, based upon the people that have been tested right now, that the per capita number of people that died in the state of California is 0.03%. Facebook and YouTube have in the last couple of days taken down this video that went viral of two doctors calling out the experts about what the real numbers are. What were your thoughts on all of that?
About the doctors in Bakersfield, yes?
Yes.
I was very, very upset about that. At the end of the day, if you looked at their video, they were just reporting their own data. And I thought you can choose to believe or not believe. You can judge the credibility for yourself. That's the beauty of our country. but they were actually deplatformed, meaning that you could no longer watch them on YouTube or Facebook. And my problem with that is that YouTube and Facebook have become the de facto town square. That is where we go to for our information. And when a big corporation takes you off, you no longer have the right to free speech. I was very, very distressed by that.
It's really scary. In the second hour tonight, I was talking about the fact that Facebook is implementing this 20-member panel that's going to determine whether or not, if you appeal being kicked off of Facebook, they will determine whether you can get back on. And it's full of leftists and Soros types. And, I mean, it's really a rogues gallery of a hardcore progressive, you know, ACLU types and leftists that are out there. So our tech titans are, in essence, determining what you and I and other just normal people are hearing, and they are controlling the news. As a doctor, however, based upon what Dr. Erickson was saying, how herd immunity, and if we take the extrapolated numbers based upon the tests that have already taken place, that between herd immunity and the fact that this thing is you know, it's hurting the vulnerable, of course, but 0.03%? Was that a number that you would agree with?
I would agree with that number. I wouldn't have phrased it that way because, again, I think it's more meaningful to understand how you are in your location or your age group or your situation. In terms of herd immunity, I want your listeners to know that in the Bronx in New York, where it's you know, the epicenter, you can find these numbers on the CDC. 45% or so of people that live in the Bronx have tested positive when they extrapolate the numbers back from the antibody testing, which means either social distancing doesn't work or the virus is out there longer or it's just more contagious and not doesn't make you that ill. The point is that we don't have all the data, but what we do have suggests that it's out there and it's a lot more mild than we think.
So what is it that we think is happening here? Because when I hear a doctor like you, very accomplished, very highly educated, Chicago Medical School and Stanford University, I mean, you're obviously a brilliant individual. Somebody like you is saying things that the government, the officials, and the media will not allow to now be promulgated out into the marketplace of ideas because, what, you're going against their groupthink? And if you are, why is it that they are so locked in this one way of thinking where they're going to throw people in jail for opening up their hair salon?
I think everybody has to, in every generation, fight for their constitutional rights. That's the bottom line. We have a right to free speech. This is why we're a special nation. Europe, for example, does not have the right to free speech. We're one of the last places on earth that has that right. And if we don't fight for it, we're going to lose it. That's what's happening.
What do you see? I'm not going to ask you to prognosticate, but let's play a little bit here of prediction theater, okay? They're talking about second waves. They're talking about the fall coming around and people are going to get sick again. They're talking about open up too soon at your own peril. What do you think is going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months with this?
I think if this hadn't been such a huge news story, this would have just been an accepted kind of medical situation. I want to call your attention to the fact, something that you have probably forgotten or never learned. There is a large epidemic in our country in 1968. It was news, but it wasn't news that took over the country.
Hong Kong flu.
The Hong Kong flu. It took out 100,000 Americans, which is equivalent to 200,000 to 250,000 Americans. The government didn't shut down. The businesses didn't shut down. Universities didn't shut down. You went on with your life.
They had Woodstock in the middle of it.
They had Woodstock. And if you ask somebody who's 70 years old, they will tell you that what they would do is they'd wash a little more. They'd wipe their counters a little more. And that's how it was. And people should look that up. This is not the first time human beings are going to face a virus. It's not the last time. So do I think there's a second wave? I think there's always viruses. Yes, so I do. But I'm not sure that it's front page news or that we need to lock down our country. In fact, I'm sure that we shouldn't.
Right. But the idea that this particular strain of COVID, this particular strain of flu, if you want to call it a flu, is so much more easy, obviously, to give it to somebody else. And that's the problem with it. They're saying that, you know, at the beginning, you know, while Trump was closing down the travel from China, and he was being called a xenophobe and a racist, you had Bill de Blasio in New York telling people to go out. You had Nancy Pelosi telling people to go out to Chinatown. This was in February. You had even Dr. Fauci in February telling people that they shouldn't be worried if they go on a cruise. So why is it changed so quickly and so much day to day? Why is it that people, do you think, are still just kind of blindly going with the scientists and the leadership and the government right now when they really, it sounds to me like they have no idea what the heck is going on?
I do find it distressing that the narrative always changes and pursues our freedoms and our constitutional rights back further and further and further. When there's a piece of good news, is right when we're told there's a second wave. It's very easy to control people if you saddle them with fear. That's really the easiest way to control somebody. And the only thing more important than freedom to most people is their life itself. And I think that we're putting people in a position between choosing between their own life or what they think is their own life and freedom. And we have to make them understand this is a virus. There's lots of viruses. It is very contagious. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
But it's not lethal. The way it's being portrayed, it is highly lethal to nursing home patients and to patients who have diabetes, heart disease, lung disease.
Right.
There's no question. You don't want to get really sick.
Dr. Gold, we're coming into our last break here. Tell us, everybody, where they can find you, your writings, and anywhere else, anything else that you have up there.
Thank you so much. I like to write on the intersection of medical and legal issues. So you can find me at The Gold Opinion. Gold as in 14 karat gold, goldopinion.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And also, you're exhausted. I mean, you know, we emailed back and forth about you coming on. You've worked straight 4 or 5 days in a row. You're just done. So thank you so much for everything that you do. And really, you know, just from all Americans, obviously local people as well, for, you know, just bringing your common sense approach to this. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. And stay safe. And I'd love to speak with you more, and maybe we'll have you on my full-length interview show to discuss all of this in much greater detail when you come up for air. All right?
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Dr. Gold, you can, and again, the gold, I'm sorry, real quickly again, thegoldopinion.com, thegoldopinion.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with my final segment here for the night. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
And welcome back to the final, it's the final hour and the final segment of the final hour here at Real Side Radio. Thanks to Joe for letting me sit in as he always does. It's always great to host for Joe when he is doing his civic duty and helping, putting his time in for the children of our country. And all of our kids certainly need minds like Joe Messina. You're a listener of the show. You know what I'm talking about. You know, there's just few and far between in our media today of people that have that kind of voice. And the one of the things is that, you know, I was talking earlier in the second hour about how the tech titans are controlling the narrative and what they don't want to be said, or at least not to be said on a wide scale. They don't want stories that will in any way contra what the government, the Fauci, the Democrats that are headed by Nancy Pelosi, what they're saying. And if anybody questions their the brains on these people in any way that makes them look like they don't know what they're doing, those people are going to be booted out. Well, it isn't just the tech titans now. You know, I don't know about you, and I'm going to age myself a little bit here, but I was starting in the mid-1990s, 1996, I think it was, Matt Drudge's website, The Drudge Report, was my home page. And it became my home page for probably about the next 23 years. You think about that. The internet itself is, from the standpoint of critical mass, is probably about 25 years old. I don't know about you. I was dialing up AOL in 1994 and 1995. I mean, that was our first internet, right? Yeah, I know there's probably a bunch of, you know, coders out there that were saying, no, the internet's been going since the 1980s. Yeah, I get that. But I'm talking about from consumer, okay? And Matt Drudge had been my home page almost that entire period of time up until last year. Last year, I started to see something change on the Drudge Report, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And at the very end of last year, I remember it was around the holidays, I kept going to the page every day because it comes up whenever you open up Chrome, and it was just a constant barrage of bad news about President Trump. And it was almost as if all the talking points of every leftist in the mainstream media and on Capitol Hill was now had a pedestal. It was being voiced through the Drudge Report, which, by all intents, by all accounts, is the most successful aggregator online. They got billions of views. And so I basically just unhomepaged Matt Drudge. Occasionally I go to it, and I realize that I made the right decision some 4 or 5 months ago. I'd like to go to Instapundit, by the way. I'd like to go to Powerline, by the way. I like to go to American Greatness, by the way. Those are the other sites that I like to go to. But I just went up to Drudge today because I wanted to see what other news was going on, preparing for the show. And I'm just going to read the blazing comments above the fold, above Drudge, which means it's the most important things that are going on right now. Listen to this. Live and Let Die blasts as Trump visits mask factory. Testy Oval Office exchange with nurse over masks. America has no plan for worst case scenario. Dallas salon owner gets 7 days in jail for reopening. SWAT team raids bar. Gun pulled in argument over social distancing at bank. Inmate switches identities with another released from jail while wearing a mask. Fed propping up companies that warn banks not to touch. Texas back in business? Barely, y'all, as malls, restaurants empty. Growing outbreak stressing Georgia. In hurry to reopen state, Arizona governor disbands scientific panel. U.S. dead 73,591. Rural hit hard. World sick map. America sick map. Okay. For those that didn't go to the Drudge Report up until about a year or so ago, Drudge was a big supporter of President Trump during the campaign. Drudge was the reason that Bill Clinton ultimately was impeached in 1998. It was Drudge that gave us Monica Lewinsky. That was where the report, the rest of the mainstream media, the Washington Post and the rest of them, New York Times, they were not reporting on Monica Lewinsky. Newsweek had an article, Isakoff, I think, was the guy's name. And they were sitting on it for months. And the only reason they released it was because Matt Drudge put out the report that Bill Clinton was stooping an intern in the Oval Office. And since then, Matt Drudge has been on the forefront of right-of-center or alternative headline news that you don't see on NBC, CNN, and the like. What happened to Matt Drudge? How did we get to the point where one of the most, I guess, prolific aggregators on the internet now reads something a little less, I guess, left of New York Times? The rumor is, and by the way, nobody talks to Matt Drudge. Nobody gets to interview Matt Drudge. He's kind of, I mean, is that even his real name? Is it a pseudonym? I don't know, right? But he's kind of just like disappeared from the public eye. Fine, that's great. But when so many people rely upon your site for news on a daily basis, as I did for 20 plus years with his homepage coming up every morning and several times a day. I remember seeing video of Rush Limbaugh, and, you know, Rush had a big screen next to him when you're watching him over the EIB microphone, and he had the Drudge Report right there. It was the place for conservatives to go get the news that they didn't think they were going to see, and they were fantastic at it. They aggregated news from sites, from newspapers around the world, throughout the United States, on articles that we didn't know about, including his somewhat fascination with sex robots and the artificial intelligence that's allowing them to become even more real. I always found that interesting. Why? What was his fascination with sex robots? But now, what we're looking at here is just a constant drumbeat. The United States of Infection. Trump. This is the big headline for Drudge right now, right above the Drudge Report title. Trump, death count fake? I mean, the question here is this. Where can a right of center, independent, libertarian, Republican, conservative-minded thinker trust their news now? A lot of people are very unhappy with Fox News. Quite frankly, I turn it on much less than I used to. When there's big breaking news, if there's an interesting interview, yes. But the opinion shows at night, I can't watch them. Brett Baer is the best thing on all news, all cable, all broadcast, Brett Baer special report. But the rest of it isn't what Fox News used to be. And quite frankly, Hannity is saying the same thing that he said in, you know, 1998. Just change the names. It gets old. You might like it. But where do you go? Where can you get reliable content from right of center type perspectives? The places I go, like I said, Instapundit, Powerline Blog, American Greatness. I mean, but those are few and far between compared to the sheer huge number of sites that are out there that just repeat and rinse and repeat and rinse and rinse and rinse and repeat again. Just this anti-Trump agitprop that we see coming from the newsrooms on the Upper West Side of New York and in the bowels of Twitter, where the blue check marks all just sit there. Just figuring out how they're going to take down Orange Man Bad yet again. And that's some of the stuff that's now starting to percolate. Not starting, is percolating on the Drudge Report. So, are you removing him from your homepage? Are you going to Drudge less? Let me know. Follow us on Whiskey Politics on Facebook as well as The Real Side on Facebook. I know the chat room's there as well. I'll check in with them a little bit later. Are you going to Drudge Report less? And if so, where are you going? Where are you getting your source of news? Anyway, it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure, as always, being here for Joe Messina on a Wednesday night, sitting in as guest host. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. Please go check out Whiskey Politics and all of the platforms, including YouTube. Please subscribe to Whiskey Politics on YouTube. You'll find a tremendous amount of content there as well as Facebook and Instagram, too, and, of course, at ricochet.com. I'll be back next time. Thank you all. God bless. Take care and stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye.